This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by 2047. He asserted that India can achieve position of superpower by strengthening its education and knowledge system. The Prime Minister said the Nalanda University was a great example of our identity and traditions to the world. He said rejuvenation of the Nalanda University in its new form symbolizes the capacity and might of emerging India. Mr. Modi said working on the ethos of India's ancient traditions, the government is promoting development and environment conservation together. He reiterated that his government is trying to re-establish India as a big knowledge center by providing it a new identity in education sector. The Prime Minister also visited the ruins of ancient Nalanda University, which has been accorded a World Heritage. Bihar Governor Rajendra Arlekar, Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary and Vijay Sinha and other delegates were present at the new campus of Nalanda University. Ambassadors from 17 countries also attended the event. World Sickle Cell Day is being observed today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar addressed a program on the occasion at Dindori in Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Dhankar said when the country completes 100 years of its independence in 2047, the country will also be free from sickle cell disease. He said that by including the treatment of sickle cell disease in Ayushman Card, the government has proved its resolve to eliminate the disease completely. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is leveraging the power of technology to overcome the challenges related to sickle cell disease. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to overcome this disease. He said last year, the center launched a national sickle cell anemia elimination mission and has been working on aspects, including creating awareness. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said the government is focusing on promoting early diagnosis, ensuring access to treatment, and enhancing the quality of care for those affected by the disease. The national capital, Delhi, continues to grapple with water crisis with long queues of people forming at water tanker distribution points across the city. The situation has triggered widespread protest, vandalism, and political confrontations throughout the city. New Delhi Municipal Council and DMC area is also affected by the water shortage. Speaking to the media, DMC Vice Chairperson Satish Upadhyay accused the Delhi government of protecting the tanker mafia, tender mafia, and engaging in corruption. The Delhi government has alleged that BJP government in Haryana is stopping Delhi's water supply as part of a political conspiracy. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Delhi Water Minister Atishi said that she has written a letter to the Prime Minister requesting his immediate intervention to resolve the issue. In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are in full swing in the most affected parts of Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district. Around 1,300 stranded tourists have been evacuated to safer places. The evacuation of remaining tourists stranded in North Sikkim is expected to be completed by today itself. In Assam, incessant rain has thrown life out of gear in many districts. Over 1.6 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods in 15 districts. 5 persons were killed due to landslide at Karimganj district last night. In Arunachal Pradesh, India Meteorological Department has issued red alert in East Kameng, Pabum Pare and Lower Dibang Valley districts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that North India is expected to experience partial respite from heatwave tomorrow and the day after due to western disturbance impacting the region. At the ongoing Hajj pilgrimage, scorching heat wave has claimed lives of 550 pilgrims with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most significant losses with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heat stroke and related illnesses. In women's cricket, the second ODI of the three-match series between India and South Africa is underway in Bengaluru. India were 207 for 2 in 40 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.